Proclamation number 7573, dated the April 11th, 1960. Bond with God. And during hours of psychological adversity, the bond with the spiritual kingdom should be sought. Your thoughts should turn away from earthly matters and seek refuge in the spirit. The human being should always bear in mind that he does not live for this world, and that all earthly worries will fade away if they are compared to the fate of the soul, which requires far greater care. And you are all in a state of psychological adversity when you are influenced by God's opponent, who makes every effort to disturb your inner calm, who intends to cause discord, who wants to stop you from making contact with God, who creates a restless existence for you by trying to deprive you of your inner peace, who keeps you tied to the world. He wants to prevent you from establishing the bond with the spiritual kingdom, and precisely because of this you should sincerely entrust yourselves to all beings of light. You should appeal to the Heavenly Father for his protection and then hand yourselves over to the guidance of all benevolent beings, which will certainly protect you from the adversary's influence. You are quite often subject to psychological adversity, for all conflicts in life are suited to disturb your inner composure, and then the soul will be put under pressure by the enemy. However, you can confront him by instantly placing yourselves at the side of your God and Father and appealing to him for his protection against all threats by hostile forces. He has promised you this protection if you choose him as your guide and companion on the path and trustingly hand yourselves over to him. Only the bond with him, as well as with all virtuous forces of the spiritual kingdom, protects you and provides you with the strength which can resolve your psychological problems. And as soon as you succeed in forming an ever stronger bond, your earthly life will become increasingly more peaceful, for then you will also turn to him with even the slightest problem, and he will always be willing to help. However, as soon as you loosen the bond, the psychological adversities will increase even more, for God's opponent avails himself of every weakness in order to apply his influence. But the beings of light merely wait for you to show the right attitude towards them, for you to appeal for help from God, then they will be allowed to help you and are always ready to protect you from the enemy. You just should not place your trust in yourselves and your strength alone. You are incapable of dealing with the cunning and trickery the enemy of your souls is using, but in unison with the enlightened spiritual beings you are strong and able to offer him resistance. And you are surrounded by many beings of light. They merely wait for your call, because they may only intervene if your will deliberately turns to the spiritual kingdom from which you expect help. And this help is assured to you, for the Heavenly Father does not leave his children in the adversity of soul. As soon as the child's thoughts merely turn to the Father and it confides its distress to him, then he will instruct all his messengers of light and love, and they will act according to his will. Amen.